Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. 2 weeks from yesterday, that's when ballots are due back into local Farm Service Agency offices for county committee members. Mitch Dunn, Kentucky FSA Administrative Specialist, says normally each year at least a few local board seats become open.
Generally about one-third of our county committee positions are open each year because we use staggered terms. They're three-year terms, but we stagger them.
The committee is made up of local Farm Service Agency clients.
That could even mean just being a landowner and having their farm, of course, on record with us, whether it have a grain base or involved in some of our conservation programs.
So these local committee members have a feel for the county and conditions, and they have various duties. For example, they determine some of the local qualifying thresholds should USDA disaster programs be required.
Setting yields for that disaster year, reviewing and approving disaster applications, whether that be for crops or for some of our livestock programs. They also provide oversight to our county offices. They review the day-to-day operations and go over things such as payroll and just really oversee the office.
Dunn says committee members typically spend about 4 to 8 hours a month. They typically schedule work time around farming schedules. There's a minimal stipend, but he says it's not about that little bit of money. It's more a service to community thing. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, the steak is amazing. Where'd you get your beef?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Pettit family from Webster County, Kentucky.
We started out raising commercial cattle. It's a calling.
It's a
way of
life.
That's the natural progression,
yeah.
You know, a way of life.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table for our supper at night is a good product.
We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky.
Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Generally, conscientious community members are willing to serve on the FSA County Committee. Occasionally, says FSA's Mitch Dunn, they have a little trouble filling spots as sometimes unique circumstances arise, like when voters don't realize a member's term limit has expired.
Sometimes we are in situations where they think the person on there is doing great, so they don't nominate other folks.
Dunn says voters can check out eligibility questions with a quick call to the county office. The deadline for getting ballots in is December 5th, either in person or mailed with a postmark on or before that date. Then he says the current committee moves fairly quickly.
They are counted, they're at our county offices by the current county committee, and the deadline for them to count those ballots is December 12th. And then the new members will take office on January 1st.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.